Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, and in the news this morning, we'll bring you up to speed with the start of the New Zealand Cycle Classic. We'll also bring you up to speed with the cricket. There's more Lions news about their tour, potentially with South Africa for 2021. There was NBA action last night, and the Prada Cup is about to start as well. So good morning and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing. Hi, I'm Paul, and I will be your host this morning. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news. That's right, we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning, 7 days a week. Moving on then into the cricket to start off with. Super Smash will have the Otago Sparks versus the Wellington Blaze and the Otago Volts versus the Wellington Firebirds today down in Otago. So the first one of those starts at 11:40 a.m. So if you can get down to the Otago Oval, there'll be some wonderful cricket happening down there. Today we'll also see the start of the Sri Lanka versus England test series over in Sri Lanka. So that'll start obviously during the middle of our night or late for us. Over in the UAE and the one-day international between the UAE and Ireland has had to be postponed for the third time, unfortunately, in that one. So due to COVID tests within the UAE, COVID positives cases in the UAE team who remain in quarantine. The UAE got a 6-wicket win in the first of the three games in that series, and the second one, I say, has been postponed. The Ireland are due to play the UAE for a third game before moving on to play Afghanistan in the World Cup Super League series. That was scheduled for the 21st of January. More news in the rugby and the women's Six Nations and the under 20s men's Six Nations look like they are going to be, well, they've been delayed until the spring or summer, is what has been suggested there. Due to them having amateur players within the women's Six Nations, it's much more difficult to get that to happen with the COVID outbreak currently in the UK. A lot of people are saying they don't expect the men's one to go ahead, but the current announcements out of the Six Nations committee are that they will be going ahead with the men's Six Nations in that one. Obviously there will be knock-on effect for the Women's Rugby World Cup that's being held here in New Zealand later this year, but let's hope that they managed to get the remaining qualifying games for that sorted out. But as I say, moving people across borders at the moment is clearly a very difficult thing to do. Also in the Lions, there is set to be an announcement by the end of the month, apparently, as to what will happen with that tour. The rumours are that the Six Nations teams do not want to postpone it and they want to host it this year. And there's a suggestion that the most likely outcome will be South Africa travelling up to the UK and hence making the Lions not a tour, but actually hosting instead. Clearly that has financial repercussions for all the teams and also for South Africa itself. The idea was that this red wave of supporters would descend on South Africa, bringing their tourist dollars. So I have to wait and see what South Africa's response is to that and how that goes ahead. South Africa didn't play any test matches in 2020. The last time they played was the Rugby World Cup final back in 2019. The Prada Cup will be kicking off tomorrow. The round robins start tomorrow with the America Magic and Ineos Team UK, followed by Ineos Team UK, followed by Racing Luna Rosa Challenge in that one. We have the round robins through till the 24th of January before the semi-finals taking place at the end of January and into Feb, with the finals scheduled from the February the 13th through to February the 22nd, if they need all of those races in that one. The final is a best of 13, so the first to seven wins. Yes, a lot of the news today is about what is coming up rather than actual results. The A-League will get back underway on Saturday as well. The Phoenix will not be playing this weekend, but we are looking at having our first A-League and Phoenix-focused football show starting next week, probably on Wednesday or Thursday evening. So look out for that, folks. Coming to you here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Remember that if you can't watch it live on Facebook, YouTube or Twitter, you can always listen to the recording that comes out on our podcast as well, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those wonderful places you can catch us. In the NBA, yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 117 to 110. The 76ers also continued their good form with 137 to 134 win over the Heat, a tight, high-scoring one there in that one. Also, the Pacers got 104 to 95 win over the Warriors. That means that the 76ers keep the pressure on the Celtics at the top of the Eastern Conference. The Celtics have a slight lead at the moment, having played two less games. So they have 70%, so 7 wins and 3 losses. The 8 wins and 4 losses in the 76ers sit just behind them. And the Bucks and the Pacers also have 7 wins there with 4 losses. Over on the Western Conference side, the Lakers starting to open up a small gap with 9 wins and 3 losses there ahead of the Jazz, Clippers and Suns, all on 7 wins and 4 losses. The Pelicans are back in action today against the Clippers at 4 p.m. With the Clippers on a 7-4 and the Pelicans on 4-5. It's going to be a tough game for Steve Adams and the Pelicans, but we'll bring you up to speed with that result tomorrow here on the New Zealand Sports Radio. You have now started the... Also, yesterday, the New Zealand Cycle Classic started with a team time trial coming into the race. Black Spoke Pro Cycling Academy were the favourites. Remember, I had a chat with a member of their of that team on the long talk a while back. New Zealand, the New Zealand national team, which is basically a scratch team that's been put together, in the fastest time with 11 minutes and 35 seconds. Just 5 seconds back came Black Spoke Cycling Academy. And then a bit more big of a gap to Coupland's Breakers Booths group team at 29 seconds. That means that Ryan Gough will be wearing the yellow jersey today on stage two. And has a good chance of holding it straight through to stage four. Let's be honest, stage two and stage three, not the key stages. Stage four with the climbs on that day will probably be is the queen stage that will probably decide who wins the race to the overall race, to be honest. Individual stages are obviously up for grabs on the other days and will be fiercely contested. Stage two today, which does have a short, sharp uphill climb near the finish in front of Masterton's Golf Club. So maybe that will be too sharp for the sprinters, or will the sprinters manage to get up that one? We'll have to wait and see on that one and whether Gough can hold on to his yellow jersey on stage two. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks. And obviously, I'll be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with the morning sports briefing.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.